This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series, I Have Decided. And we're going to start by reading in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 19. And we're going to start in Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, "Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. So Jesus called, and they followed. This is the essence of discipleship. This is the essence of what it means to be a disciple, is that you are a follower of Jesus Christ. And you cannot follow Jesus Christ if you do not study his word. Because every disciple has heard a clear call. We see here the calling of Matthew in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 9. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." So he rose and followed him. Now it happened as Jesus sat at the table in the house that, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, "What does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard that, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means: I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for that I did not come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance." And you know, the thing that fascinates me about this is Matthew, in all humility, just gives two short sentences to his call. He doesn't elaborate on it. He doesn't talk a lot about himself. He just humbly acknowledges that Jesus came along, looked at him, and it says Jesus saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office. So he doesn't even say it in the personal. He talks about him in the third person. And he said, "Follow me." So he rose and followed him. And do you know, the opportunity of a lifetime only exists for the lifetime of the opportunity. And Matthew had an opportunity that came his way. Opportunity came knocking on his door. But he had the option of responding or rejecting that call. And I thank God that he answered the call of God. And think about how his life was changed forevermore. Every disciple has heard a clear call. When you ask someone to give a testimony and they can't or they won't, it may be an indication that there's a problem. Because if you're truly born again, you have a story to tell. Psalm 107 verse 2 says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." And I can't overemphasize the importance of sharing your testimony with people. You may not be able to preach a sermon. You may not be able to give a long teaching on some subject, but you can tell your story. You can tell people about what Jesus Christ has done for you. And, you know, we see this over and over again in the Bible about how when people encountered Jesus and they chose to share their story, that God did wonderful things. Mark 1, verse 40, "Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, 'If you're willing, you can make me clean.' Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, 'I'm willing, be cleansed.' As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. And he strictly warned him and sent him away at once and said to him, 'See that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them.' However, he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the matter, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in deserted places, and they came to him from every direction." Hallelujah. They came to him from every direction. Why? Because of this man's story. And so, don't underestimate the power of just telling your story, of telling people what Jesus Christ has done for you. Amen. Philippians chapter 3, and here Paul the Apostle is talking. In verse 17, "Brethren, join in following my example and note those who so walk, as you have us for a pattern. For many walk, of whom I've told you often and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body so that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able to subdue all things to himself. Here, the Holy Spirit, speaking through Paul, addresses firstly the importance of being a godly example. Brethren, join in following my example. And so, again, Paul said to Timothy, be an example to the believers. We must be an example and we must give a godly example. But he continues and says, I tell you now, even weeping, that some are the enemies of the cross of Christ. And I mean, this is very strong language to use. And yet this is what he says, that they're enemies of the cross. Because the cross speaks of surrender, it speaks of suffering, you know, it speaks of the pathway that God has, the narrow path. It's not the path that will cause you to be celebrated. The Bible speaks of the offense of the cross. And if we're faithful to declare the cross as the only answer to mankind, it will cause offense at times. And it may cause us to be persecuted, to walk on the way of the cross, to walk on that narrow path, to be faithful to the word of God, to walk in the light of his word. But Paul said that of some who had strayed from the truth, many walk, of whom I told you often, now tell you even weeping, that they're enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who set their minds on earthly things. And so, it's important, like I said, that we're walking on God's path, that we're walking in God's ways. Because Paul continues, our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, are you living in the light of Christ's soon return? Have you embraced the cross, or are you an enemy of the cross? Because while the cross speaks of suffering and separation, it also symbolizes hope. Our hope of salvation, healing, and heaven. The cross, therefore, brings clarity. In a world that is clouded by lies and deception and propaganda, the cross speaks to our hearts and shows us the way. And this is why a disciple is focused. Because we're talking about clarity. You can't understand discipleship if you don't understand the importance of clarity. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The Bible says, run with endurance the race that is set before us. You can't have a race if you don't have clarity. Because if you don't know the route, how can you run the race? And this is why clarity is so important. Because the Bible says, run with endurance the race that is set before us. And how do we have that clarity? The Bible answers us here. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We look unto Jesus. He is the answer. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. We look to him. We wait on him. We trust in him. We have decided to follow him. And so today, as I finish, Lord, I pray for every person listening, that you would encourage them, that you would help them to have clarity instead of confusion, that you would help them to be focused in their walk with you, that they may serve your purposes, that they may do your will, in Jesus' wonderful name. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. May the peace and presence of Christ our Savior fill your heart and home, in Jesus' wonderful name. God bless you.